healing school. Here we are. Who's ready? I'm ready. Who came to receive? Amen. Who came to give? Amen. Because you know what? We've got something within us that we can give. We've received it from the Lord, but He's got something for every one of us right now, today, this morning. And we come with open hearts. So what we're going to do, we're going to open in prayer. And then we are going to give this service over to the Lord. Because it's His anyways. Okay? We're all His anyways. So let's let Him have His way this morning. Thank you, Lord. Father, we love you. Jesus, we love you. We thank you, Lord, for what you are about to do this morning. Lord, you've made a way for us. We are not without hope. We are not of those that have nothing that we can depend on or stand upon. We stand upon you. You are the solid rock of our salvation. You have brought to us, Lord, all things that we can receive of you, Lord, that gives us a life that is healed. We are free. Jesus, I want to thank you right now. Lord, touch every heart. Right now, every heart. Open up every heart to receive. Lord, that we put away anything, Jesus, that has been a hindrance to us this week. We just put it aside, we lay it down, and Lord, we're going to receive right now your healing power and your freedom that comes in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This is healing school, and what we talk about in healing school is healing. We're going to talk about healing. But sometimes that healing, yes, it's physical, but it could be emotional. It could be, what kind of healing do you need? God has provided for us. So before we get started this morning, though, I do have someone I want to bring up that is really has a testimony of what God has done in their life. Christy, I'm going to have Christy come up because Christy's got a testimony. Something that has taken place in her life since about, 2 o'clock this morning? Amen. But she's here. Amen. See, she stood upon what she knows is the truth. She stood upon the Word of God, and she's here.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Stand down here.
Okay. Here you go. Microphone. You got to speak into the microphone.
All right, hold on a second. Okay.
Can everybody hear?
Can everyone hear me? Okay. I've been fighting something since 2 o'clock this morning. Woke me up. And you know I have many testimonies.
Okay, hold this up.
I have many testimonies, but if you want to know them, come see me. But this testimony is 2 o'clock this morning, my blood sugar dropped to 40. So I did what you're supposed to do. I was able to get my blood sugar up high enough that I drove, started, and I drove here to church. I got to Merritt down here. My blood sugar started dropping. It was dropping so low until I wasn't sure if I could continue to drive to get here. But I told the devil that he is a liar. And I'm going to make it to this parking lot. So I made it to the parking lot. And when I got to the parking lot, I felt I was going to pass out. But I said, no, in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, I'm going to be okay. My sister came and she prayed with me. And it took a while, but my words to you, and I hope this can be encouraging to someone, is I know who God is. I know He lives in me. I know I'm challenged every day. This is not just today. This is every day. But I know that God dwells in me. So I'm going to read you this scripture. It's Romans 8:11. And I'm standing on this every day because Jesus Christ dwells in me. And even though I'm suffering, He dwells in me. Romans 8:11 says, hold on.
8. I gotta find it. I thought I had it here. 11.
It says, and if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of the spirit which lives in you. So that's what I'm standing on. The spirit of the Lord lives in me, and diabetes, whatever else is bothering me, in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over me from my head to my toes to my fingertips. Amen. And I am healed.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Christy's rejoicing. She's rejoicing. You'd rejoice too. I'd be rejoicing. She's not letting it take her down. See, a lot of people would say, you know what, I can't drive to church this morning. But she says, you know what, devil, you are not keeping me down. I'm going through. I'm going to church. I am going to receive. And I know a lot of us have had some battles this week. I've heard that from more than one person. We've had some issues this week. But you know what? Spirit of God that lives within us. Oh, Lord, we're going to release that river this morning within ourselves. And we're going to receive it. Yes. Amen?
Amen?
We got one more testimony.
Yes.
Pastor Mike?
Amen.
Amen.
Sure, that's fine.
All right.
Thank you, Joanne.
Yes.
I wanted to ask Joanne's permission to be able to come up and share this morning. Can you hear me okay?
No?
Turn me up just a smidge, if you would. Thanks, Amara. All right. Christy's testimony this morning inspired me because this is the word that the Lord gave me, because yesterday, along with Christy fighting this morning and a number of other people, I was ministering to somebody yesterday on the phone while dealing with something in myself. Now, I live this way. This is my lifestyle. This is what, not only just what I do as a part of my identity, because you don't want to confuse this. Yeah, we're healed by Jesus' stripes. It's what we have. It's a finished work. It's completed. It's done. But if this is not your lifestyle, then guess what? You're going to struggle more and more. Paul told Timothy, fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. You have to fight. You have to make a stand. You have to say, I'm not giving in. I woke up yesterday in the morning with this flu trying to come on me. I haven't dealt with the flu in I don't know how long. I woke up and, I mean, sweated through my clothes and just all kinds of achy, painy stuff. And I thought, this is nonsense. Now, when things try to come on me, because I'm not exempt, I live in this world, in this body, and you all know from previous healing schools that I've taught that I've dealt with a lot of stuff. I'm not exempt. I live in divine health. That is my confession. But I have to fight the good fight of faith too. I had the opportunity to quit. Just quit. Pass right through my head. Just go to bed and suck your thumb and get full of self-pity and why me and wallow in it a little bit and comfort yourself. And it went through like a lightning bolt and I said, no! I will not. I will not give in. So for a few hours yesterday, I fought the good fight of faith. That means, just like Christy did, she came to church. She said, you know, I'm faithful. I committed to this. I committed to coming in and helping with the coffee. And I'm here. In spite of nearly going into a diabetic coma. She didn't give you the whole story. She fought according to the word and what God has given her. We have to fight the good fight of faith when it comes to healing. When I fought yesterday, it was with the word. It was making my body do what it just didn't want to do. I will not submit to sickness or disease. I won't do it. I know who I am. My identity in Him, in Jesus, and who He is in me. But I will not give in to what some loser devil or some corrupt sickness in this world or some disease or some malfunction in my body tries to put on me. I will fight the good fight of faith. My faith is in Jesus and what He did, not what I have to do. But I will make my body work and do and live the way that He has given me. My body will submit to the Word of God. Period. For the rest of my life. That's where we see the victories. The devil's already defeated. Healing is already ours.
Mm-hmm.
We have a choice to make our bodies submit to the Word or not. Every single time we face something. Is it easy? No. Because our flesh fights against the truth of the word. But you see, we have a choice. This is where we go through and come out and see the victory. We see the manifestation. We just see the healings. We see the miracles. We see the supernatural happen. We see it happen. It is ours. But it is our lifestyle. It is our lifestyle. We live this stuff. Amen?
Amen.
We've got the victory. Everyone. Everyone. I know I'm not the only one that fought something yesterday or this week. Every one of us already has the victory. In
Amen.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. We all have a testimony, don't we? We should. We should have a testimony. Because if we don't have a testimony of what God has done within us, we're just not letting Him do it. Let's just let Him do it. Let's just release what we've already got within us. A few months ago, two, 3 months ago, I was in prayer. And how I was at home by myself, I have no idea. Because that just doesn't happen. Tom was gone somewhere. I don't know where he was at. I think my mom was out with her sister. But I had some time at home and I was just praying. And I was just praising the Lord. I was just going through the house just praising the Lord. And I kept hearing, let the river flow. Just let the river flow. There's a river. Let it flow. Release it and let that river flow. And it's been with me for all that time. And I can't get away from, there is a river. There's just a river. There's a river within us. The name of this message this morning is Where the Healing Waters Flow. Because there's healing waters and we've already heard testimony of it. That's not the only ones. We've got more testimonies. We've had people, I went through something this week too. And almost did not come to women's meeting yesterday. But I says, nope, same thing. You have to defy that thing. You have to get up, just, you know, keep going. And not let it take you down, because if it takes you down, that means you've given in to it. What has Jesus done for us? He paid the price. He's already paid the price. By His stripes, we are healed. So we take that healing that has already been provided for us. We take the freedom that's already been provided for us. He's given us all that pertains to life and godliness. Life is what we're going to talk about this morning. What does that life mean? What is that life that He's given to us? When I was praying, I kept hearing this scripture. And we're going to go to Revelation chapter 22. We're going to the end of the book. And you say, well, that's for the future. Is it? Is our God eternal?
Yes.
Is our God eternal life?
Yes.
We all know the verse John 17:3. You don't have to go there. For this is eternal life, that we would know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. We already possess this eternal life. So when we look over in the book of Revelation, we think this life is already for the future, that we've got to wait till we can receive it. But did not Jesus teach us how to pray? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We bring that heavenly kingdom into this earth. We have life, and we have eternal life already through our God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. So we can tap into that life and we could be made well. What is that life? What is that life when those healing waters are flowing? Let's look at Revelation 22, verse 1. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. Where is it coming from? It's coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb. It's life that's already coming from our God and from the Lamb, which we know is Jesus Christ, the Lamb who takes away the sin of the world. He is the Lamb of God. This life that flows from him as a river, we can drink from. We can drink a cup of heaven's refreshment right now this morning. We can drink it in. And what's it going to bring us? Life. That word life. The word life. It means to be, to receive the fullness of life. Not just eking by. Not just, okay, I'm just going to trudge through. It's life to the fullest. It means you are possessed of life. Who wants to be possessed? This is a good possession. Possessed. You possess it and it possesses you. You've apprehended it, it apprehends you, and you receive it because it's given freely. This river of life flows freely. It means walking in the life that Jesus gives. He gave us life. He gave us eternal life. And what he's going, what God wants to do, and I know this service, it's already been different, and the Lord said it's going to be different. It does not matter to me what the issue is. In my circumstance, it might be different than your circumstance. But God is no respecter. What he did for me, he'll do for you. What he's done for you, he'll do for me. Because he wants us all free. He says, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. John 10:10. The thief comes to steal from you. But Jesus came to give you life. What Satan did in the garden, Jesus in the garden brought it back to us. Didn't he? He brought it back to us. He removed the curse that was established back then. He took the curse upon himself. We're not under that curse. We're not under the curse of this world any longer because Jesus paid the price. He made a way for us. And there's healing waters flowing. They're already flowing. When the Lord gave me this picture, when a river is flowing over rocks, you can see the rocks under the water and the ripples over the rocks. Does that water choose what rock to touch? Whatever is in there gets touched by the flow of that river. Whoever is in here, you are a living stone. God's going to touch you because you are in the flow of the river. Have you received life? You've received life because he came to give it to you. Amen? Praise God. Is it warm in here or is it me? It's warm in here. Little bit warm. Praise the Lord. So let's go first. Let's go over to John chapter 4. Where the healing waters flow. Do you, can you feel that the healing waters are flowing? Every time I went to this, I just kept hearing where the healing waters flow, Where the joy celestial glow, there is peace and rest and love. Where the healing waters flow. They're flowing. There's healing waters flowing in here. There's not a chance that you won't get wet. Not a chance that you won't get wet because you're in the flow of the river. If you step in the river, you're going to get wet. And we want to be washed and cleansed in that healing water because it's flowing right now this morning. Who needs it? Receive it. We're going to talk about that. When the prayer ministers come up later, they're already going to just pray the prayer that says, you are healed. Just receive it. You might get healed sitting back there in the seat. You don't even have to come forward. But testify of it. Make sure somebody knows. We have those little testimony cards right here. Make sure you write them down. Because you know what? When these are read, it's encouragement for somebody else. They might be going through the same thing that you've just been healed from, that you've been set free from. And remember, what God will do for one, he'll do for another, because you're all rocks in that riverbed and you're receiving that healing water. So John chapter 4, remember? Jesus went to see a woman in Samaria. But what he said in verse 4, he needed to go. This was necessary. This wasn't one of those chance encounters. It wasn't one of those issues like we're when we're out driving. Well, let's just take a different way, some different scenery. He says he needed to go through Samaria because he had a divine encounter with a woman. And he was being led by the Spirit of God. So he goes and he sits and he begins to talk to this woman. She's a woman of Samaria. In verse 10, he meets her. She's coming out to draw from the well. It's time to come and get her water. And there's a lot that's in there that we're not going to go there. We're just going to talk about this well of salvation and this healing water. Verse 10, Jesus answered her and said, if you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, because he asked her for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. Living water, what is this living water that you're giving? Where do you get that living water? She's seen in the natural. How can you draw? You don't even have a bucket. I'm going to give you living water if you would just ask for it, is what he's saying. I'd give you living water. What is that living water? If you look in that whole chapter, there are five times in that chapter that this living water, this fullness of life is mentioned in that chapter. I'm going to give you this fullness of life. When we are born again, what do we receive? We receive new life. Because we were dead in our trespasses and sins. But Jesus came to give us life. We have been quickened and made alive. And we've been made new. He gives us this living water that we can drink of it. If we look in that same chapter, we're going to see what happened. In verse 46, it talks about a nobleman that came to Jesus asking him. In verse 48, unless you people see signs and wonders, you will by no means believe. But the nobleman said to him, sir, come down before my child dies. Jesus said to him, go your way, your son lives. That's the same word. That's that living water that we drink of. He needed healing. What does that water bring? Healing. So the man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him, and he went his way. The man believed. He heard what Jesus said and he believed. He says, your son lives. When we read the word and it says, by his stripes we were healed, do we believe it? We got to believe it and we got to receive it. And then we walk in it. And then we can share it with others. It says, and as he was now going down, his servants said to him, your son lives. He's received, that's that same word. That's that same living water. Then he inquired of them the hour when he got better, and they said, at the seventh hour the fever left him at yesterday. So the father knew that it was at the same hour in which Jesus said to him, your son lives. There it is again, the same word. And he believed, and his whole household. His whole household believed. When we can receive of this living water that we drink, remember it's the same word that says, in heaven there is a river of life. It's pure crystal, and it's a water of life. That is the same word that Jesus used right here. The same word. So it's not for the future, it's for the now. We can receive of that living water and allow it to flow through us. And what does it do? It brings healing. It brought healing to this man's son. There's many others where you can look through there and you can see this life that Jesus gives us life, that we can be healed, but it doesn't have to stop there. We can allow that river of life, those waters of healing, they come in because we've received it, but we got to let it flow out. We got to let it go out to others. We can receive it, but we're not just going to drink and just receive it to ourselves. We got to let it flow out. When you empty yourself out, more comes in. And it's a continuous flow. And it just comes in and it goes out. The well never runs dry. Never. What do you have need of? Praise the Lord. Praise God. Psalms 36. There's some beautiful verses that talk about us drinking of him and receiving of these waters of living life, living waters. They heal. They restore. With Jairus' daughter, it was resurrection life. Psalms 36, 7 through 9, which is what Christy talked about this morning, this resurrected life. Her life, her body's being resurrected in power is what's happening within her right now. Psalms 36, verse 7 through 9. How precious is your loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. They are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your pleasures. Isn't that beautiful? We can drink from the river of his pleasures or his delight. You know what that word is there? It means Eden, like the land of Eden, his delightful land. We can drink of those rivers because he's restored back to us. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light, we see light. We can drink from those rivers of life. I know there's a lot of people that have a lot of different issues that they've been going through. And it seems like, will this ever end? And I just want to say, and I've kind of testified about this before, but we're talking about testimonies, and a testimony brings encouragement. And a testimony says to somebody else, wow, I kind of have experienced that and you got free from that. I need to be free from that. But I know what it is to suffer in my heart, heartache, when my heart needed healed. Because I was very, very hurt and very shamed as a child. So hurt and so shamed that I just, at times, I never felt the victory. Even after I gave my life to Jesus, I never felt the victory. How come I'm not happy? How come I don't have those rivers of joy that I see people talking about? I need that river of joy. I need that life to flow through me. But I can tell you that the day came. The day came. I had to receive it. But the day came when I knew that all of that, that dirtiness, that ugliness, that shamefulness, that hurtfulness, one day it just fell off behind me. Now somebody prayed for me. So when somebody comes up and they pray for you, receive their words, because they're words of life. Life will set you free. This is healing waters that flow through us, that flow through them, that flow to you. But when that fell off of me, all of a sudden, I was in a new place. I was receiving and basking in that healing flow, that healing water, and I just began to walk out my Christian life, and all of a sudden, it was like, wow, I'm not attacked anymore. You know, the devil's not telling me you're dirty. Oh, you might have went to church and you might have praised the Lord, but you go home and you feel, why did all that stuff happen? Why? No, all of a sudden, it's gone. I cannot tell you just that it was the miraculous healing power of God. And I just kept walking through my Christian life, and that had no power over me anymore. What is the issue you're facing? It doesn't matter. With God, all things are possible. If he can cause Abraham and Sarah to have a baby when their bodies were dead. Now see, that's resurrection life. That's what these healing powers, these rivers of life bring. Healing power is life. Life is healing. Life is restoration in your life. It's resurrection power. Yes, we're all going to be resurrected one day, and we're going to live with Jesus, and we're going to be happy, and we're going to rejoice, and we're going to praise him forever, but don't wait. Don't wait to praise him. Don't wait to rejoice in him. Rejoice in what he's done. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice, for he's good. Rejoice, because he is your love. He's the lover of your soul. He's the healer of your body. He is my healer, because he brought me through something this week too. And I had a hard time yesterday. But I says, you know what? I'm healed. I am healed. And I woke up this morning and I felt good. And I says, Lord, you healed me through the night. When I was asleep, I didn't even have to do anything about it. But I did do something about it earlier in the day. And then I just rested in it. And I just let him heal me. And he did. Amen. He's a healer. And the healing river is flowing right now. It's flowing. It's in our midst. It's like a river, if you can hear the ripples of the river. Some people love living on the riverbanks because they love to hear that water flow. You can hear it. He'll let you hear it. And he'll let you feel it. Ezekiel seen it. If you remember Ezekiel's river, it flowed from under the throne of God. It came out from God, just like it did in Revelation 22. It flows from the throne of God and of the Lamb. So Ezekiel seen it how many thousands of years ago? But he's seen what we can possess right now. He says, at first it was to the ankles. Just get in and get your feet wet. Try it out. Just try it out. Step in and let those waters flow over your feet. Get your feet washed. Get your life, you know, just keep walking. Stay in that river. It's going to get up to your knees. Keep praying. Keep seeking. Keep just being thirsty for him. It'll come up to your waist. Now you can start swimming in it. You can bathe in it. It'll be waters that you can swim in. Ezekiel's seen it, but we possess it. We possess it. Who believes that? Do you really believe it, honestly? Do you really, really believe it? Say, Lord, I believe it. Lord, I receive it. Lord, I'm going to walk in it. I'm going to receive and drink of your river of life. Right now, and I am never going to let it go. I'm going to drink continually that I will never thirst again. Amen. Amen. Take a drink. Take a drink. You can't drown in it. They tell you, you know, to drink water so that you won't be dehydrated, but they say, no, don't drink too much, because you might drown your body, your system. Not in this. This is life, and you can take as much as you want. You can step in and go as deep as you want. Amen. Just be led by the Lord. Be led by Jesus. Let him heal you. Let him heal you right now. God's doing something. Right now, I knew that before I got here this morning, I'm still hearing where the healing waters flow, and they're flowing. Where the joy celestial glow, there is peace and rest and love. Where the healing waters flow, He's flowing, he's flowing. He's flowing. He's renewing, he's strengthening. He's helping you. He's washing you inside. And he knows exactly what you have need of. Sometimes he drops a word down deep inside of you, and you have to go and you look it up and you read it and you realize, that's exactly what I needed. Jesus, you gave me exactly what I needed. You know what I'm going through. You understand me even more than I understand myself. You know what I need. And he is in you. That's why he knows what you need. Are you born again? Have you been filled with the Spirit? If you haven't been baptized in the Spirit, please do. Please come and be clothed in his presence and in his power. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, you have your way. Have your way. John 7, 38-39. We know this, but he who believes in me, which we've received of that river of life when we were born again, he says, I'll give you rivers of life that you will never thirst again. We got that when we were born again. But it says, as the scripture has said, out of his heart or his belly, King James says belly. I just kind of like belly. Because it's like that innermost being. That deep down, innermost, inside part of me is what that belly is. It's the soul. It's the soul, man. It's our heart, our mind, our emotions, our thoughts, our reactions, our feelings. That's what that belly is. But I just kind of like the word belly. Out of his belly will flow rivers of living water. Oh, so you can drink of it and then it's going to flow out of you. That's what he wants us to do. He wants us to let it flow out. You see, because what he gave to us, he wants us to give to others. I know that when I've prayed for somebody and I've seen them healed, what a joy it is. But you know what you're experiencing? You're experiencing the joy that Jesus feels when he sees one of his children set free and healed. I had an uncle one time that was in the hospital. I might have told you this before, but he had a blood clot in his lung. And Tom and I went to the hospital, and we laid hands on him and we prayed for him. And then the doctor that came back to do another x-ray, she was dumbfounded. She says, where is it? She says, I know it was there, but I can't find it anymore. It's gone. See, that's that healing river that flows out of us. You lay hands on the sick and they shall recover is what Jesus said. You shall recover when you lay hands on the sick. There's one more verse I want to believe, and then just real quick, I just want to give just a couple quick points, and then we are going to bring the prayer ministers up here. Psalm 46 says, 46:4, Psalm 46, verse 4. It says, there is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. I want to read it in the Passion Translation. It says, God has a constantly flowing river whose sparkling streams bring joy and delight to his people. His river flows right through the city of God Most High into his dwelling places, his holy dwelling places. Who are the holy dwelling places? We are. We are. Christy, the river is in you. It's in you. Patty, the river is already in you. It's already there. It flows from the throne into his delightful land, which is us. We are the holy dwelling places of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. How do you do it? First of all, just ask. Isn't that what Jesus told us in John 4:10? If you knew who it was, you would ask. Just ask. Ask. If you're not born again, ask. Come and be born again. Come and receive of the life that Jesus gives. And then again, we talked about John 7. 38:39. Just believe and just receive that these healing waters will flow out of you. He who believes in me, as the scripture have said, one out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit. Now that's the Holy Spirit. Okay? But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified, but it has been given. The Spirit has been given. Okay, so believe and receive. Now, prayer ministers, I want you to go real quick to Psalm 42. I was kind of baffled when I saw this. I shouldn't say baffled. I was just kind of excited, because when the word just becomes to come alive and you see it, what it really means, it's like, wow, Lord, all through the word of God is hidden what he has for us. His joy, his pleasure in these healing waters that flow. Hallelujah. Psalm 42, verse 5. Kind of corresponds with Psalm 43, verse 5, but there's a couple of things that are in there that I want you to receive this morning, because it'll make a difference in your life. David's talking. He says, why are you cast down? Why are you so low, so weak, so tired? Why, oh my soul, within yourself? Okay, why are you so weak and low? Why are you in such despair? Why are you disquieted within me? Why are you so troubled? There's an uproar going on inside of you. Why is what he's saying? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him. If you read in both of these chapters, verse 5, it's the very same thing with just one little difference, and I'm going to show you. Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him. Praise him. You receive, you ask, you receive, you believe, and praise him. What does praise bring? For the help of his countenance. Now in chapter 42, it is interpreted help. But if you look over in chapter 5, or verse 5 of chapter 43, for the health is what it means. It's for the health of my countenance and of my God. He is our help, but he is our health. You know what the original word is in both of those? Yeshua. He's my help. He's my health. He gives me his life, and he heals my body. He is my helper. He is my help. He gives me this life by his Spirit. But then I allow that Spirit to flow through me. He gives me health, but I can release it to others. He is my health. When it says where, when it says for the help, in chapter 42, verse 5, for the help, if you look in chapter 43, verse 5, it says the help, or who is the health. He is my health. This is a who. This is a person. This is Yeshua, which means salvation, but it's the name of Jesus. You can't separate his name from his word. He is the word. He brings us help. He brings us health. I know the healing waters are flowing, and I know that you've been encouraged. And I know that right now, instantly, God can give you exactly what you've come for and what you have need of. Don't waste time. If you need something from the Lord right now, we've already said, Lord, we want it, we receive it, we're going to walk in it. You made that profession. Come receive it right now and do it. Who needs healing? Who needs anything? Is it your heart? Is it your heart healed? Come right now and receive. Who needs it? Don't waste time. Don't give anything to the devil to steal from you. Don't give him any place. He's a thief. He comes to steal, kill, and he comes to destroy your life. Don't give him any place. He has no right to you. Jesus said, I've come that you might have life. You can drink from that healing river. Drink from it. Drink from it. Receive the life of God that he gives to you. Amen. Lord, I want to thank you. I know, Lord, that you have provided for us this morning and that you are a healing river that is within us and that you're washing over us. We are those lively stones in the bed of that river, and you're washing over us right now. You don't choose. You don't say, I won't run over that stone. But you run over every one of us, Lord, and you wash every one of us. So receive it. I thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing. I thank you, O Lord, and give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. You're released if you have to leave, but if you need anything, please come.